This is Nikki Hamilton, and I am here today with Ms. Linda Faye Hill Hale, and we are at the St. Mark's Community Center in Suwanee, Tennessee, and today is Monday, April 27th. And I am here to talk to Ms. Linda about her life growing up in Suwanee and as part of the Suwanee Black History Initiative. And Ms. Linda Hale, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Sure.
And if you wouldn't mind, would you please state your full name, when you were born, and where?
Linda Hill Hale, November the 5th, 1955, at Emerald Hodgson Hospital, Suwanee, Tennessee.
Thank you, Ms. Hale. And so I will just start from the beginning. So if you wouldn't mind, can you tell me a little bit about your family and where you grew up?
All right. My mother's name was Alice Faye Hill Malone, and we lived on Willis 6 Road. We started out living with my grandmother, Clemmie Hill, and we ended up on Alabama Avenue once my mom got married to my stepfather. I can't remember the year that she did. But living here in Suwanee has been a good experience. When I was coming up as a child, the black people here, we was like family. And, you know, we looked at after each other, and we still come together as a family. Going to school, it was good. You know, when school was integrated, I think I was going into second grade, but I was put back in the first grade because my teacher, Miss Peggy Ramsey, said that I didn't know enough to be advanced. So I started back over at Suwanee Elementary. Can't remember the year. I want to say it was in 65. But I'm not for sure. And my experience of going to school at Suwanee Elementary, it was good. You know, there was a few people at the first, when school was integrated, there was this one certain man, I remember his name so well, because his wife was a teacher, was telling my mom that I couldn't go to Suwanee Elementary. And you know, and they had a few choice words for each other. But then there after that, there was no problem out of him. But as going to school at Suwanee Elementary, you know, I had white friends. And, you know, there was a few that picked on us and called us the N-word, but no hard feelings or no fights or nothing like that broke out. And some of them would become best friends. And then as far as I got on up in the fourth, fifth grade, some of the seminarians, I think their father was theologians. I used to go to their house, you know, we'll play and whatever, and it was all good. And then I went to South Junior High School for 3 years, and it was good. Mm-hmm. On to Franklin County High, where I graduated in 75. It was good. So to me, my life here on the mountain was good because then we had like the boys, it was a boys club. And I think it was started out just being for the boys, but they began to let the girls come. And there was a few people there, like Doug Cameron. He took us on hikes when they took us on like little field trips. And there was this one guy named Jim Wilson. I think he would take us places, and then they would take us camping out at the, what was the name of that place? At the cabin, mm-hmm. And they would take us camping, and they would take us and do little stuff with us, you know, like being a mentor or to us. And for my brothers, which was Jumbo and Chris, you know, they hung on to that, and we turned out to be a pretty good little bunch of my family from Alice's family. But the Boys Club was an impact, or, you know, we had somebody to look up to and they wanted to, or we felt like they wanted to help us to move along. But it's all good. I mean, you know, that's where I see myself here in Suwannee. And then to have friends, you know, that would invite you to their house and come and play with them and eat with them, I enjoy that. And now to this day, you know, sometimes I often wonder what happened to so-and-so or where so-and-so at nowadays. But it was good. Mm-hmm. And it was good.
What would you say was some of your favorite things to do when you were a kid, yeah, Swanee?
Well, when I was a kid, I was a tomboy. Mm-hmm. My brothers then would go down the street. We lived on Willie Six Road. Tell me, well, you remember when we used to play football? Yes, I remember we playing football. And then another thing is, I was in the Girl Scouts, and I love going to the Girl Scouts. I started out in the Brownies, and I went our way up to the Cadet. And I loved that because we worked on badges and learned stuff that, you know, girls was of what it is to be a Girl Scout. And I loved that. And that was about it. And then,
yeah, and I'm just gonna repeat what you said because we had to turn this off because of the music. But
okay.
So early on, you were telling me that some of your favorite things to do because you are you consider yourself a tomboy was playing football with your friends,
right.
With the boys.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
And then,
that was something to do. And then, you know, we'd get out and me and some of my friends, the girlfriends, we would go walk and we'd walk uptown to the student union. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna say, but try to attend frat parties, not being old enough, but.
Did you get in?
Yeah, we got in.
Uh-huh. So did you all have events like we did today, the cookouts? Like, do you remember those from your childhood?
No, I don't remember those. Mm-hmm. And I don't really recall any like that, you know, as a community coming together, no.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can recall.
When did those start, do you know? Well, from your earliest recollection, when were these?
About 7 years ago.
Yeah.
When Carl had started, and then, you know, we all come together. We would all bring a covered dish.
Mm-hmm.
And just fellowship with each other.
And
it was on Memorial Day.
Right, yeah.
Memorial Day.
And what were y'all doing when you were kids? How did you come together with all your friends and families?
We would gather up in their yards, or somebody would have a Winnie roast, and
mm-hmm.
we would go and do a Winnie roast.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, it's coming together as a community. It didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
It didn't happen like that.
What were some of your favorite foods growing up?
Oh, wait, same thing now. Pinto
yeah.
beans and cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni cheese, ton of greens.
Yeah.
And then mostly it was chicken back then because chicken was the cheapest staple that my mom never could have gotten.
Uh-huh. Who made the best turnip greens?
My Aunt Loretta.
Mm-hmm.
My Aunt Loretta was the cook. She was the main cook, but, you know, my mom could cook too, but...
Mm-hmm.
My mom had certain stuff that she could cook good, and my Aunt Loretta has certain stuff that she could do well with.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite dish from your mom?
It was hamburgers smothered in gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you grew up mostly in late 60s, 70s.
Right.
And so those were changing times here in the U.S. And I'm wondering if you were aware of those changes happening and who you were talking to help you make sense of those changes.
I really don't know an answer to that. You know, I just... and I learned early on right from wrong, so you know, I know what to and what not to. And then listening to my mom them, and then, you know, like I said, looking up to some of the mentors from Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. from the boys' club. So, that other than that, yeah. Yes.
Has any of the experiences, yeah, that you had at Suwannee growing up, how would you say those have like shaped your perspective on life? Like how you think about life now, based on how you grew up.
Great. Mm-hmm. Because back in the day, my mom had 3 kids before my sister was born. And, you know, she worked for the majors, Shirley and John, I can't think of his name, Shirley and Elizabeth Major. And, you know, she only made a certain amount, but she provided for us with what she made, which was very little. Because now I look back on her, how in the world did my mom, you know, give us this, give us that? She gave us what we needed, not what we wanted. Not like nowadays where parents give them kids what they want instead of what they need. But I learned early on from my mom of the way she worked, and she, what little she had, she made stretch and to provide for her family. And I guess I learned a lot from that, which is probably the best thing I ever learned, you know, of looking at it that way, of the little money that she made stretch. We never went out without food. We never went without clothing or shoes. And I don't know, it's just great. And I think I learned a lot from her of what I'm going to do for my children or what I did for my children mm-hmm. and how I raised them. And
where are your children now? How many do you have?
I have three girls. Mm-hmm. Well, 2 girls are mine, and I'm raising a granddaughter. Well, I raised a granddaughter of my son who was killed in an accident mm-hmm. at an early age, and I raised her as a daughter. You know, that's mm-hmm. why I always looked at as a daughter, not a granddaughter. And
so how old are your daughters? And what's their names?
One is 33, Sierra's 33, Tashika's 23, and Anika, what is it? I can't even think of how old she is.
And that's the granddaughter?
No.
That you raised as a
daughter? No, the 23-year-old was the granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anika would be 39.
Okay. Yes. And where are they now?
Sierra lives over in Marion County, and Tashika lives in Marion County, and Anika lives in Hamilton County. We have 6 grandchildren.
Oh.
Yes. And
and your daughters were raised here in Suwannee?
No, they weren't raised here in Suwannee. Mm-hmm. No.
Were they
only raised? Well, Nika was born here in Suwannee, and we moved up from Suwannee when Nika was about 4 months old. It was in the 80s when I left, early 80s when I left Suwannee, and I've been living in Marion County for the past 34 years.
And why did you move there?
I met my husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I met my husband, and we've been married 33 years together, about 36 years, but 33 together, marriage.
And he was from Marion County?
Yes, mm-hmm. He was from Marion County.
And where did y'all meet?
At a little club over that way.
Okay, that's fine. And so where do you live now? Like, what's your priority?
I live in Jasper mm-hmm. with me and my husband, and the kids occasionally come and visit, so.
And so do you just come up to Suwannee for, how often do you come up to Suwannee?
I say maybe twice a month, mm-hmm. if that. You know, I may come and see Carl, or come and speak with Carl or Sammy D, and that's it, because most of my people that lived over in Cowan, well, my last aunt passed on last year, and I just don't come this way that often like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have cousins off in Cowan, but I don't come that often.
Do you come to these events?
Usually when they got events going on and I know about them, yes, I do. I try to come and participate and just fellowship. Because like I said, they're like family. Mm. Yes, ma'am.
So one last question. Are there one or two things that you would want people to know about your childhood? If you want people to remember two things about your childhood, what would that be?
I don't know. There's no particular thing.
Yeah. What it's about growing up in Suwannee? Are there one or two things you would want people to know about your experience growing up in Suwannee?
Most of the people that we met or dealt with treated us like somebody. You know, they didn't see no color, or I felt like they didn't see no color. That's how I seen it when I was coming up. And,
Okay. Are there any last thoughts, closing thoughts you would like to share?
Yeah, I always thought once I retire work and Suwannee would be back. Well, I always call Suwannee home anyway, even though I don't live here. Mm-hmm. I always call Suwannee home. And I always thought once I retire, I would move back to Suwannee. But I guess living over in Jasper and coming back visit, that'll suit me.
Yeah. Do your kids come here often? Do your kids come back to Suwannee often?
No, they don't. They don't come that often. You know, if we, like, one of my daughters is with me today because I asked her to come and help us, so she come back. And the other one, she don't come that often. We don't come often like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tell them about growing up and how we growed up and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there was people that impact my life or impact our lives to make us feel like somebody that, you know, I always call Suwannee home.
Yeah.
No matter what.
What is the event like today? You know, the cookouts, bringing everybody together. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because white and black still mixing together and, you know, fellowshipping. And then some of the people that you may have seen today, you might not have seen them in years.
Mm-hmm. So it's a nice way for people to
Come back together, yes.
Yeah.
And working up to this, you know, I was telling people, well, we're going to the Mountain Memorial Day, and, you know, they could recall me or my sister mentioning what we do up here on Memorial Day, coming together, you know, as a group of people. Yes, ma'am.
So the stories and the experiences are being passed down.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Miss Linda Hill, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And it's been an honor and privilege to hear your story. And so thank you for sharing.
All right. You're so welcome.
And we'll look forward to seeing you back here soon.
All right, then.